Higher global temperatures, melting polar ice caps, and rising sea levels are causing more hurricanes and more episodes of drought and high surf. That, according to the Associate Dean of the UH School of Ocean and Earth Science and Technology, Chip Fletcher. He says the current international effort to reduce carbon emissions is too slow.
If we can cut our carbon footprint 50% every decade, then by 2050, we stand a good chance of stopping warming at 2 degrees C. And this carbon law is scalable. As an individual, cut your carbon footprint 50% per decade, and this scales up to families, corporations, communities, states, nations.
Nature Conservancy of Hawaii Executive Director Ulalia Woodside says climate change requires an emergency response and solutions must go beyond individuals and communities.
When we won't make decisions about the wastewater treatment plant that is along the shoreline or the airport or the electrical plants that are along the shoreline, which we envision as being critical to our lives, other things like all of the native species that are found no place else in the world become a luxury for us to think about.
UH Department of Oceanography Associate Professor Nicholas Schneider says the research and the science of global warming must continue.
The climate issue is that often questions are being raised whether we can believe it, whether it's really true. And I would argue very strongly that the overall urgency of the problem is very well understood. However, the problem is not solved. I mean, there are many, many different things that we do not understand yet.
Congresswoman Colleen Hanabusa, who hosted the roundtable discussion, says it's time to exercise individual responsibility and take action now.
We've studied climate change. We all know climate change is an issue and a problem. But then a lot of us do not go further than that. But what we need to do is, how could you look at what we do in everyday life and how can that then go to, quote, reduction of our individual carbon footprint? And who knows, maybe that will catch on.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.